Uyuraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazdara is Yuma Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Shivas Yamim Kaidim Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kain Gadol Mibesai Lishkas Parhedrin. So we would be Mafrish the Kain Gadol from his house to the Lishkas Parhedrin. Umaskin and Loi Kain Achir Tachtov, and we would set up for him a backup Kain, Kashem Yerabai Psul, because maybe the Kain Gadol will get a Psul. Rashi says maybe it will become a Balkari or some other type of Toma, which will not allow him to go into the Beis HaMikdash for Yom Kippur. So we set up this backup Kayin. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Af Ish Achares Maskinin Loi. We also set up a backup wife for the Kayin Gadol, because Shema Thomas Ishtai. Maybe his wife's gonna die. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that he needs to be married. The Kippur Ba'adoi Va'ad Beisoi. It says that he brings the Chatos as a kapara for himself and for his bias, and Beisoi is a Ishto. We know that Beisoi is a reference to a person's wife, like the Gemara in Shabbos says on Kufiyot Chasam Beis. By Rabbi Yaisi, that he called his wife Basi. So we see that he has to have a wife. So because he has to have a wife, so Rabbi Yehuda holds, we also set up a backup wife for him. Amrulai, the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, Imkain, if so, the Yerchayshish, for Misa, in such a short amount of time, so then Ein Ladavar Saif, so there's no end, because if you're Chayshish, then you should be Chayshish, even if this wife's gonna die, and set up a backup for the backup, and then a backup for the backup for the backup, and etc. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah in Mesechus Parah, Shivas Yamim Kaidim Sreifas HaParah, that 7 days before the Sreifas HaParah, Hayim Mafrishin Kayin HaSreifas HaParah Mi Beisai, they were Mafrish the Kayin, either the Kayin Gadol or a regular Kayin, that was Sreif the Parah from his house, Lelishka Shapnei HaBira, to the Lishka that was in front of the Beis HaMikdash, to find a Mizracha, to the north and to the east. Ulishkas Beis HaEven HaYisenikris. And it was called Lishkas Beis HaEven. And the Gemara explains, V'lama Nikris Shema Lishkas Beis HaEven. Why was it called Lishkas Beis HaEven? Shekol Maseha B'chli Glala M'chli Avon M'chli Adama. Because it was made up of, entirely up of materials that are not Mekabel Toma. It was made up of animal waste and stone kalim and unbaked clay. So all the things that were not Mekabel Toma. Now my timer, why did the Dafka make the room out of these materials? Because Kevin the Tful Yoim Kasha Bepara, since we hold that the Tful Yoim is Kasha Bepara, that now we learned in the Mishnah, Metamin Hayu a Kayin Aserif HaSapara, that we would even Bedafka be Metamin the Kayin Aserif HaSapara. According to the Rambam with the Sharetz, Atuma Daraisa, and according to Taisus, Atuma Darabanan, Umat Bilan Aisai, and then we would take him to the mikvah, Lohaitzi Meliban Shaltadukim, and we would turn him into a Tful Yayim. We would turn him into a Tful Yayim, Bedafka, Lohaitzi Meliban Shaltadukim, to show that the Tzadukim are wrong. Shayu Aimrim, that the Tzadukim thought, they said, that Bemurave Shemesh Aisanasis, they held that the Sreifas HaPara has to dafka be done, or the Avodas HaPara has to be dafka done with someone who is not who already experienced Harav Shemesh, someone who already had Harav Shemesh, not a Tful Yayim. And we hold that no, Tful Yayim is kosher, so we dafka made him into a Tful Yayim to show that a Tful Yayim is kosher, not like the Tzedukim thought. But because we were metamehem and made him into a Tful Yayim, so Tekinu le Rabban and Kli Glalim Kli Avanu Kli Adama, so they dafka was set aside a room for him that had all the chumras, that it wasn't even possible for Tuma to get in. Dulayli Kabu Tuma, all things are not Mekabel Tuma. Kihechi Dulayli Zalzluba, in order so you shouldn't be Mezalzl and Tuma when it comes to the Parah, because being that we're medafka metamehem, so it could lead to a person being Mezalzl and Tuma when it comes to other areas of the Parah. So in order to prevent that mindset, so we dafko took on a chumra, and we made the room out of materials that are not mekabel toma. Now, Maishnot Tzvayna Mizracha, why dafka did they set up a room for him on the northeast of the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Gemara, because Kevin the Chatasi, since a para is called a Chatas, the Chatas to no, Tzafai. And then we know a Chatas is Shechted in the north of the Hazara. Uksiv, when it says about the para, El Neichach Pnei El Mayed, that you do the Hazah on the east of the Beis HaMikdash, facing the El Mayed. So Tekino la Rabbanon, Lishka Tzafayna Mizracha, Kiechi Dilhavila Hekera. So therefore, they made Dafka room for him on the northeast of the Beis HaMikdash as a hacker to remember, to be careful about the Seder HaAvaida. Now, my bira, why is it called what is the bira? It says that the room was, in front of the bira, my bira. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. The makum haya baharabayas, there was a certain place on harabayas, ubira shemai, and its name was bira. Rabbi Reish Lakish Amar. However, Reish Lakish says that no, Kol HaMikdash Kula Kaira Bira. The whole entire base of Mikdash was called Bira. Shenemar, as it says, David HaMelech says that Shlomo HaMelech should build the HaBira Asher Achinaisi, the Bira that I prepared, referring to the base of Mikdash. So we see that Bira is a reference to the entire base of Mikdash. And we'll continue from here on the next Amud, Menani Mili. The Gemara is going to discuss how do we know what's the Makar, both by Yom Kippur and by Para, that we are mafresh the Kayin for 7 days beforehand.